Since its release, ChatGPT has taken the world by storm. The chatbot's advanced AI abilities allow it to do tasks completely on its own, such as composing essays, emails, and poems, writing and debugging code, and even passing exams. Now that a chatbot can do what humans do so well in a matter of seconds, what does that mean for our future? Anyone who has had the chance to chat with the AI chatbot was probably impressed with how much it can understand and its ability to respond in a conversational manner. However, the chatbot is capable of doing much more, and its technical capabilities are tested every day. Already, ChatGPT is changing expectations and practices in education, as well as in professional fields that involve skills like coding. While some are sounding the alarm bells and others are taking the advancements in their stride, technology analysts are still assessing how the tool will change things. For instance, a professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School of Business used ChatGPT to take an MBA exam, where it passed with a score of B to B minus, leaving the professor impressed with its explanations and operations management. Professors at Minnesota University Law School gave ChatGPT four separate law school final exams and then graded the exams blindly, shuffling it with actual student exams. The bot passed with an average grade of C+. Although this score is on the lower end of what students score, it is impressive for a bot. We expect such language models to be important tools for practicing lawyers going forward. We also expect them to be very helpful to students using them, licitly or illicitly, on law school exams, said the Minnesota University professors. As its capabilities continue to be tested, one of people's biggest concerns about ChatGPT is how it will affect the education system. Will its technical proficiency make learning certain skills for humans obsolete? Will people learn less in school because of the temptation to use ChatGPT to do the work for them? Schools across the country are already taking measures to try to curb such cheating in the classroom. The New York City Department of Education, for instance, blocked student and teacher access to ChatGPT on its networks. The issue has also made its way to higher education, with professors including rules for using ChatGPT in their syllabuses. How professors are handling the AI depends on each individual, with some banning it entirely and others taking a fairly open approach.